Hello, welcome to another episode of Cross Trails Podcast with me, Christian. This is a bit of a special one. It's another guest episode with my mate, Kieran Herzog. One thing I will say is a bit of a trigger warning. We are going to talk about mental health, cancer diagnoses, and yeah, it's just a bit of a heads up. But yeah, welcome, Kieran.
Thank you very much. Talking about all the cheery stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Straight in.
Also, as well, because I'm a dickhead, I forgot my microphone, so we're just talking into my phone at the moment. So, but I'll play it. Yeah, old school. So yeah, Kieran. So we've known each other for
since school.
Year nine. We went to middle school together, but I don't think we really knew each other back then. And we had like different friend groups and stuff, because you were like more of a sporty kid, and I was I was a bit of a greb. But yeah, it was year nine, I think.
That was after school when we really all got close, wasn't it?
It was sort of, I'd say probably the rave scene, the free party scene. Yeah. I don't think we ever went together, but I remember there was one.
I think I only went to one, to be honest.
Yeah. It was like Horsey Gap.
Yeah, it was always more going up the upschool field, wasn't it?
Yeah, the upschool, underage drinking, there's a field by our old school where we used to go up drinking. I remember I had some of the best and worst experiences of my life on that field.
Yeah, 100%. When you could actually get on it and you'd have about 30-40 people, probably more than that.
Yeah, it was packed.
In different congregations on the field, all doing their own.
And it was always funny when, like, the police would be at different corners and you'd just see everyone just scarper.
Running, people carrying each other, like, trying to run away with their JD bags. Snapping everything.
I remember I got mugged for a bottle of White Lightning on that field by what's his name? Matty Moss. Basically, he just threatened to cave my face in unless I gave him a bottle of White Lightning. So I know it was Frosty Jack, not White Lightning, but yeah, same thing.
That's so strange, because I saw him yesterday. I haven't seen him in years, and now, that's so random. And it was always like the biggest deal if like your JD bag snaps. And you're like, no, all my alcohol's in there, no.
I remember as well, I forgot her name. The American girl that used to hang around with like Kendra and Philippa. Is it Danny? I can't remember her name.
Not 100% sure.
Can't remember. I remember it was one of those times when the police like cornered the field and like we all just like fucking had to scarper. And I literally just picked her up. I don't know how, but I picked her up. And then, like, you know, the houses on Freshfields where on the back of it, I literally just dumped her in someone's garden and just fucking legged her.
Come back for you later.
Yeah.
I remember carrying Lewis Mockler across there.
Oh, yeah.
It was like being all dramatic, like, leave me, go on.
I was talking to him the other day, actually. I asked him if he was going to come today. So also we're gonna have like a little school reunion later on today,
it'll be good.
He was in the year below us, but he was just always knocked about with us, didn't he? Yeah. Sort of like Andy Grove in that sense, like he always hung around with
he's absolutely smashing his running as well.
He's super fast. He's doing
training for London, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing lots of track sessions. I've noticed
he's got one of those little DJI drones.
I got one of them. I've not used it yet, but yeah, I've got it. He's a sick runner, and he's kicked off with his music as well, isn't it?
Yeah, Hunter.
Yeah, so he's he was on, was it FIFA 17? He was on.
Yeah, the FIFA soundtrack.
Yeah, get on, that's a fucking big deal. To be fair,
I used to have one of his songs actually on repeat on my phone.
Yeah,
and Andy Grove used to always mock me for it.
Lewis Mockler fanboy.
Yeah, literally.
Fucking funny that. So thinking of running, so you're doing the Cambridge Half. When's that?
9th of March. We're about 15 days out.
15 days out. And we've just done a 10-mile progression run. Well, I copped out the last mile
because it was a mental battle to keep going.
That was ridiculous.
The quicker 4K has killed me off a little bit.
I dropped at the last two kilometers, I think it was. And then, yeah, I just thought, fuck yeah, this.
I kind of undercut the route as well. So I had to
Yeah, so yeah, so training for that. So you're doing it for a charity.
Yeah, I'm running for Mind. I think they cover Cambridgeshire, Peterborough, and there's another district. But they kind of empower people with mental health problems to seek help, and yeah, they support them through the journey, which is quite close to me because I've lost a few people in the last couple of years through their mental health struggles. So I just thought it'd be good, especially from my recent struggles as well.
Yeah. So your struggles, is that just like you just struggle with your mood, or
it comes and goes really? But
yeah,
running's sorted me out, to be honest. It's my safe haven.
Yeah, no,
it gives me peace. Like, yeah, definitely. Since last summer, when I proper nailed down into running, it's really helped my mental health.
Yeah, it does. It's definitely. I know it sounds cheesy. It's like, but it's like a natural antidepressant, I think.
100%. You've got this sense of accomplishment after.
Yeah.
Completing.
Yeah, even like when there's days where you don't want to go.
Yeah,
and you can't drag yourself out afterwards. You feel like fucking I'm glad I done that.
100%.
Yeah, it's fucking
can't run as high as well, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. So so I'm assuming one of those people that you lost is Ryan, our friend Ryan.
Yeah,
Taylor.
Ryan. We had Ryan leave us, and then my uncle, who has basically been my father figure, his best friend, who I consider an uncle. He actually picked me up from the hospital when I was born. He took his own life the end of last year. So that was a big blow as well.
Yeah.
So it just makes sense for people that help him, these kind of people, run for them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's, it's always gut-wrenching. Cause it's like, I don't know, it's like when someone's ill or something and then they die, it's kind of like, you know, you expect it. It's still sad and everything. But then when someone, like, decides to permanent thing for a temporary,
and feel like they can't reach out.
No.
Or,
because I mean, Ryan was like that was a knife in the fucking gut. That was. I feel bad because it was like the last year, the year before he took his life, I sort of did lose contact with him.
Well, that's the thing. I saw him quite, because he moved to Exton, he used to drink in our local pub, and I used to see him quite often on the Fridays, and he'd be chipper and happy, and so it was just such a big shock.
Yeah.
So it got to that.
Yeah, Grant Mallion told me, actually, he saw him, like, a couple of weeks before, and said, like, he looked absolutely, like, buzzing. I think they both had their lads in a park, and, like, he said, like, fucking just threw him off, because it's, I saw a video not too long ago. I think it's gone around quite a lot, but it's it's like all like a montage of different men, and it's like all these videos are like days before they done it, and they're all like laughing and smiling. And I think that's one thing. Obviously, you fucking saved me from fucking doing it.
Yeah, which I didn't realise till this.
Until that popular. Yeah. So I was on a podcast last year or 2 years ago now, and basically I'd never talked about it, to be honest. We just ended up talking about a time when I was decided to take my own life. And you just literally, I think we were just on a night out together and I fucked off, and then you text me saying, "Where have you gone, mate?" or something along those lines, and then
That's all it needs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because then
you know
people are thinking about it, and you haven't. You're not alone. Do you know what I mean? People are looking out for you.
And that was it, because I was in like a proper fucking. I mean, I was off my face on coke all the time, and like been through a bad breakup and everything. And I think I was just at that point where I don't think people would give a fuck. Like, and then literally just your text, like you must have noticed I'd gone. And then I thought, fuck, if someone's like noticed I've just left the nightclub, like, we're in De Niro's. I was like, if someone's just noticed I've left that, then, you know, what's it going to be like if I just fucking disappear forever, you know? I was like, it's just like...
Yeah, if if I can notice you've left the best nightclub in the world.
That was the fucking best nightclub, and now it's flats. I'm heartbroken.
Yeah.
I'm so heartbroken about that.
Best club ever.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But yeah, that was a shock last year, because I think you just sent me a message on Instagram, like, oh, I just gave you a shout-out on the podcast. I had no idea what this was going to be.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I just never spoke about it before, because, like you said, the like, people... Like, there is a need to talk about it and stuff like that. And, like, this was back in...
There's still kind of, like, a stigma about it, isn't
there? Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, when I was contemplating it, I think it was, like, 2008, 2009. I think it actually probably went to 2009. And, like, back then, yeah, it was proper, like, you don't fucking talk about that shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you're a man, you're not allowed to.
Yeah, yeah. Probably been called gay or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's cool. It's being talked about more, and it's just a shame, you know, like you say, we've lost people along the way due to it. The only thing now we can really hope is that it gets talked about more, and it saves a few more lives.
100%.
So there's quite a few people running Cambridge Half. We were talking about this earlier. One group of people we should probably shout out for is our friend Katie Shaw. What's her new name? Married name now. Sorry.
Walker.
So a friend of ours, diagnosed with a form of blood cancer. She's only 33, 32. 34 now. Now, so yeah, she'd be 33. She's been diagnosed. I'm not sure how bad the diagnosis is, but she's going in for treatment. I think. Well, she was meant to. I asked her about coming out with us today, and she said she's in having treatment. Mm. So, but a bunch of her friends are running it for. I think it's Blood Cancer UK or something. So,
which is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a big group of them as well, aren't there? Like,
yeah.
I think like Lisa Williams.
I see Lisa Williams on Strava all the time.
Yeah.
Breaking her personal records at the moment.
Yeah. She's one of those I've known since Paddock's primary, like since year three, but I, you know, never really spoke so much, but yeah. Good group of girls all doing that. I think Kate said there's another group doing another race for the same charity.
I can't
remember that. But yeah, that's fucking cool. So we've also talked about doing the Marathon de Médoc. So I'm hoping we get into that.
Hawkeye's on the registration.
Yeah,
for that.
So it's quite secretive, isn't it? So it's like, yeah, the registration
really
opens March.
Isn't it? Like,
yeah,
fancy dress.
Yeah,
23 wine stops, fans to everyone.
Yeah. I think there's like oyster stops as well, and they're like seafood
cognac
stuff.
As well.
Cognac, yeah.
I think it's cheese and biscuits as well.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna throw up so much. Yeah.
No PRs will be set that day.
No, absolutely not. It'll probably be bacon as well.
Yeah, it does look. Yeah, if you're running,
so it's like south
no
of
coverage,
France,
is it?
No,
and it's through all the vineyards.
Yeah,
it looks unbelievable.
So, yeah, hopefully we can get onto that. And then if we don't get onto that, there's that one in Italy that I found.
Yeah.
We could possibly do. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a stinking hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ache and hangover.
Hopefully get into one of them. But if
I'm hoping to do. Well, I want to get a few more races in, but I don't really know where or what distances. But that's 100% one I want to get on. So
I'll be
keeping an eye on that next month.
Yeah, because I make. Christy Thompson wants to get on one as well, doesn't he?
But we've got to get him in training.
Yeah, got to get him in training and get him fucking in the country as well. He lives out in Houston, Texas.
Well, he reckons he's back on the 24th for a week, so I might just hide his passport. Yeah. He can't leave.
Yeah. No, he, I'm going to have to see about going. He's so awkward. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm coming up on the 22nd or the 24th or whatever. When can you get here? 24th. That's when I'm leaving.
We finally get you down south, and then he's like, I won't get there till you leave.
Yeah, it's like, nice one, mate. So yeah, I'm going to have to see about coming back again next weekend, if I can.
Well, we've still got to come up to Manchester, so we should see something up there.
Yeah.
Try time it with him. It's always him who's the difficult one, really.
Yeah. Yeah, love him to bits, but he's awkward sometimes.
Just pops up, and then he's like, all right. I'm back for a week.
Bored now, I'm going.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Gives you no notice of what's going on, and then just appears and disappears.
Yeah. Fuck.
Nutter.
Funny, though. Funny. Yeah. No, it should, later on should be a good one. We've got loads of old school friends rocking
up. I'm looking forward to that. I haven't seen a lot of these in a long time.
No, this is the first... I was trying to work out the last time I've been to Newmarket, and I think sadly it's been more than 10 years. I'm just dead shit at coming down. Like, it's because, like, I don't know, like, I just never think to come down, to be honest, like, unless I've got something on.
It is always a little bit difficult, though, isn't it? Because you've got to try and sort it out around your work. And
Yeah, and it's like the weekends I do have, I'm like, fuck, I'm training for this. I've got to be in Snowdonia, or I've got to be in the Lake District.
Like 60 miles or something.
So it's, it's awkward. But yeah. So how thinking of running in that, what's your time? Because you've done Cambridge Half before.
Yeah, I've done that like 2018. After an injury.
But yeah, what time?
I think about 2 hours. It was like 2:01 or something.
2:01, yeah.
I had to keep walking because my knee. But I'm aiming for anything under 1:40, I'd be happy with.
Yeah.
But the way your training's going, 1:35, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, you'll smash 1:40, definitely. 100%.
Get that fueling going.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll hopefully do it.
Yeah, definitely.
As it's actually flat and not...
Yeah, it is wobbly. Yeah.
Hilly like Newmarket.
Yeah, see, so we done... Kieran done a 16K, I done like 14, because I fucked it up. I always thought Newmarket was really flat. It's not. it's really not. I was like, fuck, where are these hills coming from?
Just slight inclines everywhere you go.
Yeah. I was just like, this is Suffolk. It's not meant to be hilly. It took me by surprise, definitely. Especially even around Studlands.
Yeah.
I was surprised by that. I was like, shit, what is going on here?
Nothing's flat.
No.
The only way you can go is... Oh, that's not even flat, really. Murder Mile. That's probably the flattest.
Yeah.
Because I'd say. Just the high street bit.
Yeah,
when you're coming into town from the horse roundabout, that's probably the flattest bit around, I'd say.
It's one thing about Newmarket, it's just some cool names for some places, isn't there? Like Murder Mile.
Murder Mile, yeah.
Devil's Dyke.
Running down Murder Mile back from the race course because you couldn't get a taxi.
Yeah. That's one thing we used to get up to. I don't think we ever paid to go into Newmarket races.
You'd run across the dyke, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Lay on the floor in case someone saw you and run over the barriers.
I found a load of videos actually on my old laptop. It was when we broke into the races when Pussycat Dolls were on.
Right, yeah.
It's me, you, Christy, Dan Brown, and Rich. What's his surname? Lives in Kentford.
Greening,
Rich Greening. Yeah. And I was like, fuck, yeah, I completely forgot about that night.
Yeah, you can't do that now. I think they section it off at races.
Do they?
Some of the youth of today just don't know what they're missing.
No. We saw loads of bands like just hopping the fence.
Yeah.
Simply Red.
It was just the easiest. It was so easy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
As soon as it got dark, they couldn't see you running across.
No. And because we were dressed up to go out afterwards, we just fitted in.
Looked the part.
Yeah. We're in races and De Niro's afterwards.
Seeing them lasers in the sky.
Yeah. Oh, I bet it's weird.
It's like the Batman light.
It was, weren't it? Yeah, you could see it for miles. But yeah, I miss De Niro's. Like, so much.
There's not another club like it, I swear.
No.
You had a little orange house. The bouncers used to get me in a headlock when I was under 18 because I didn't have ID to let me in. I'm like, what, you not got ID? No, it's in the post. And then, literally just get me in a headlock and let me in.
Yeah.
So random.
That's one thing Newmarket is good for, though, is a pub crawl.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of pubs, isn't there?
Yeah, and like, because it's like one street, you can just go from the top to the bottom. Like,
you haven't got to go far for the next one, do you?
No. Like, I remember it used to, I mean... When I used to, it'd be shoes, wagon, spoons, maybe the bull, depended who was in there. Unique for a little bit.
Oh, unique.
White Hart, and then it was De Niro's or Innocence, depending what was going on, but usually De Niro's. I think I only went into Innocence a few times. That was like when I think Pendulum were doing a DJ set.
We were
under 18 then, actually. Were you there with me? Because it was me,
there, to be fair.
Me, Paul Davis, Craig Armstrong.
Craig Armstrong.
I don't know how he got in. Like, me and Paul, like, you know, I don't know, probably looked close to 18. I don't know, but yeah, Craig. Actually, I don't know. I think he had facial hair before most of us. I
remember. He did. Yeah.
He had a moustache, didn't he?
Yeah.
Good old Craig. I have tried to message him about today, but all my messages just left.
I used to have this ongoing argument with him because I swear in school he had a blonde quiff at one point.
He did.
He did.
Yeah.
He was like, no, I didn't.
He definitely did. Yeah.
I knew it.
All the rest was dark, but he had a blonde quiff. It was like he's just dipped his quiff in bleach.
He used to argue me to, like, oh, it was mental.
100% did.
You're making that up. No, I'm not. You had a blonde quiff, mate.
I'm sure I've got pictures of him with a blonde quiff. Yeah. Oh, he's going to hate us now.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Well, I have to tag him in this now.
Yeah. My mate Kieran and Craig's blonde quiff.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
That's another couple I never saw coming, him and Jess.
Oh, yeah.
Never thought I'd see it. Like, it's just a couple I never would have put together, actually. Yeah. They seem happy, though. Married. Yeah. They got a kid as well, haven't they?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I haven't seen Craig in years.
No. Still an accident, I think, is he?
I think he went to Sullivan.
Oh, is he?
I think his parents did an accident.
Yeah. But yeah, no. Yeah, looking forward to tonight, though.
A few pints of Guinness.
Oh. Yeah, I think I'm going to start on the Guinness Zeros first. Because we're meeting at 1 o'clock and we're going to be there till late.
Especially after that run. I've been wanting a little nap at about 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I think. Well, we're on 10:30 now. Instead, we'll get there for what? We've got loads of time. But yeah, I think I'll definitely need a heavy lunch. And are you going to get lunch there?
Yeah, I'll probably eat there.
Yeah, cool. I'll meet you there for one then. I'll be there for one and yeah.
Aim for one-ish. Man United are on. Oh, you?
Yeah. they got multiple TVs in there, haven't they? I was going to say I want to watch the rugby. Got Ireland versus Wales today, so yeah, I'm positive for that.
Yeah, of course it is. They'll probably be quite busy about then.
Yeah. I think it'll be busy all day, especially like with us lot and games as well. So yeah, it'd be.
Yeah, should be a good laugh.
Yeah. But yeah, what else, man? Maybe we've just been chatting while we're running as well, haven't we? So it's just sort of like, oh, I've covered that. All this stuff I forgot about. Not as many horses as I remember, actually. Unless it was too early in the day. So we started our run about 8, didn't we? So I think most of them have been out by then.
I'd say there's more.
Well, yeah. I just remembered like having
bigger eyes.
Yeah,
there's a lot more.
Well, it's like,
maybe it's just the timings because we didn't really go past anywhere.
Unless
we went up gallops.
Yeah, I think it's mad. Like anyone could just be a horse trainer. I didn't realise that. Like Halal Kabisi is a lad in the year above us at school. He's a horse trainer.
Ben Morris is a trainer now as well.
Is he? Yeah. Ben Morris. Yeah. No way. I used to get confused. There was two Ben Morrises, both in racing.
Yeah.
Iceland Ben.
They'd be like, yeah, little Ben Morris. And they both used to be little at the time.
Yeah. yeah. Is Charles Eddery still about? Because his family are quite big in racing.
Bahrain at the moment, I think.
Oh, is he? Bahrain.
Yeah, with some horses over in Bahrain.
Dodgy over there. My mate lived over there for a bit, and yeah, he told me some right stories. Like, literally all the guys from Dubai go there just to, like, get prostitutes, basically.
Oh, lovely. Pick up some hookers.
Yeah, it's mad.
How do you find being back?
It's weird. Yeah, it is weird. It's like, it's so much has changed, but a lot hasn't as well. So we're sat in the car outside Kieran's gaff, and I'm looking at a house where there used to be a pub called the Palomino.
Yes, and Christy used to live on the corner.
He did, yeah. And I used to get served in there, like, when I was in year 9, like, when we were, like, 14.
It was like the pub out of Shameless, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, yeah. Yeah, had,
so had that actually, little offy bit on the corner.
Yeah, the corner shop on the corner, yeah. So it was, like, the function room, which is where I used to always go to drink. I don't know why. I don't know why I didn't go in the actual pub. But I used to always go in, like, the function room bit. And, yeah, there was an offy and then, like, the actual pub itself. Yeah.
And Palomino were the days. Everyone used to have their birthday parties there.
Yeah, I had my 18th in there. you were there. And, yeah, I had my 18th in there. It was funny because, like, I remember, what's her name, Mrs. Nick McNally. She died now. The woman who owned it. I had my 18th there. I just said I was renting it for a party. And then I think someone brought her an 18th birthday blue and she was like, hang on. You've been drinking here for years.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry. Yeah.
I remember the same sort of thing happened to me when I went into the Wagon and it was one of the barmaids who worked in the Orange House. She was like, hold on. You're only just
yeah, it's funny that.
That'd have been ideal if it's still there for me. I could just walk across the road.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's yeah, so like it's yeah, it's weird Newmarket because it was like one of those places that never changes, but actually when it does change quite a lot, and like yeah, it's like all the shops have changed now. Like we've just had a coffee in a place that used to be a Barclays Bank. That was kind of surreal, and then.
Yeah, considering it was all white tiles.
Yeah.
Kind of looked like a dentist, didn't it?
Yeah,
really
yeah.
Really big bank. Now it's looks like a rustic pub.
Yeah, yeah, it was weird. And then, just loads of shops closed down, like Tyndall's.
The high street's kind of dying, and then they're just putting in more restaurants and cafes.
Yeah. Yeah, there doesn't seem to be like any
just
actual
building
shops.
A lot more housing around.
Yeah, yeah, because they've got that new estate opposite
Tesco.
I noticed that as I was driving in. Yeah, I just thought it was dead weird, like because last time I was in Newmarket, I wasn't able to drive, so it was weird just like actually being able to legally drive around and then like coming in seeing the Newmarket sign.
Which way did you come in? Did you come in? Near like Burger King, or did you come in?
Yeah, by Burger King. Yeah, so it was kind of surreal. I had to record it, actually. I was like that, and driving over the bridge that I was going to top myself on. This is weird. it was kind of weird.
That Burger King's never moving, is it?
No, that's staying there forever. I always remember, like, they were like, oh, let's put a McDonald's on where the old swimming pool used to be on the top of town.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, we can't have, that
which
being
still
the...
done nothing with up there.
That's horrible up there. And I remember them arguing, like, no, we don't want the people being welcomed into Newmarket by McDonald's. It's like, well, if you come the other way, you're being welcomed by a Burger King, so what difference does it make?
Yeah, literally. And then they've just built a Costa, a drive-through Costa there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're welcome with a Costa and a Burger King. But do you remember the White Lion? Is it the White Lion?
Yeah, the White Lion pub. Yeah, that's just sat derelict, isn't it?
That's
a shame. Cause that was a nice,
a really
pub.
Nice pub.
Yeah.
I remember whenever the Queen come to town, they tried decorate it when it was closed down to make it look nice. For
that's funny.
I remember be loads of new flowers outside.
Yeah.
I remember unboard the windows and stuff.
Really.
Like that.
I remember seeing the Chuckle Brothers in there one time. They must have been up here for the races because it was when the races was on. And I think I was walking back from the race course into town. I thought I was stopping for one. And yeah, they were sat like in a corner with, that must have been the family or something. And I just thought, the fucking Chuckle Brothers.
I don't know who it was, but there was a rumour that Prince Harry was in De Niro's in the, when they had like the mixed toilets upstairs.
Yeah.
I think it might have been Harry Claydon. And he was like, I just went for a piss with Prince Harry. We were like, what? And they were like, no, I trust. And I swear someone got a picture of him. There was this rumour for ages and no one believed him.
Yeah.
It's so random.
That's funny.
I remember getting thrown out of De Niro's when Tiny Tempo was in there. Tiny Tempo before he got big?
Yeah.
Performed in De Niro's?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
I dropped my phone and back in those days it was where it would just fall apart, so the battery would come out.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Alex just picked me up. I was like, "You're too drunk." I was like, "What?" I've only been in there 10 minutes.
Yeah, we used to get quite a few like artists who became big.
Yeah, like who was it?
Tinty Strider was in
Tinty
there as
Strider.
Well. Didn't N-Dubs? No, I think I'm lying about N-Dubs.
Example?
He definitely done it. I've seen him, I saw him a few times in Cambridge as well, like when he was like supporting other
T-Pain. He was in, I don't know if that was De Niro's or The Ark or Innocence, whatever it was at the time.
I think he probably would have done Innocence because I knew they were a bit hip hop heavy at one point, weren't they?
They still are.
Yeah.
They used to get everyone, didn't they, really?
Yeah. Oh, Tim Westwood was in Pacino's a lot, weren't he? Yeah. I think if you.
Westwood?
Yeah. Yeah, he got cancelled, didn't he?
Yeah, he went downhill quick.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think who else used to. Yeah, quite a few. But it did seem to be like one of those places where, like, I don't know, labels must have sent people to, like, just, right, go to this tiny, tiny little town that has, like, one of the best nightclubs in the area and just see how you get on.
No, you used to have queuing around, like, the block, didn't you?
Yeah. I never queued if Black Steve was at the door, though. Remember Black Steve, the bouncer? Yeah. He's like, I can't just call you... I can't just call you Steve. And he was like, no, I'm Black Steve. I'm like, okay.
I don't want to get mixed up with anyone.
Yeah. I did say, like, is there any other Steves? So he was like, nah. I was like, okay. He was so sound, though. That's one thing I miss about that sort of, like, I reckon the 2008 to 2010 era of Newmarket. I think that was, like, the prime... Newmarket going out time, I think.
Not a Thursday to Sunday.
Thursday to Sunday, yeah. And yes, like just all the bouncers were dead sound. Like there was a lad who used to work on the doors at the White Hart, like all the time, and he was just dead sound. Like I could be outside puking my guts off, and then he would just go, "You all right?" I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. It's like as long as you weren't causing like shit, then like he was fine with you. Just yeah.
I'll tell you what is still floating about, the SOS bus.
Is it?
Still parks outside the post office.
Yeah.
That is quite funny.
Yeah. Oh, I've noticed a lot of runners in Newmarket, actually.
Yeah.
We went past quite a few today. I've just seen that one now.
That's Saturday morning runs. Getting out.
And you can always tell, like, it goes for everywhere, but you can always tell who are the more serious ones just based on the gear, can't you?
Yeah.
Like, I've saw a few that, you know, you can tell they just got out for a weekly 5K, and then she was out in a Terex gear there. You can tell she's a bit more...
Knows her stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I was surprised. I mean, maybe it's just that I didn't cotton on to runners when I lived here last time, but, God, that was...
I think there's been quite a surge lately, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely since COVID.
Yeah.
I think it's just everywhere.
Yeah. You see a lot more stuff on TikTok and Instagram about running.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just easy, isn't it? You don't have to
spend
any money or...
you say that.
Apart from I've just... Yeah,
£100 shoes.
Yeah, I've just bought 3 new pairs of running trainers.
Yeah. The £800 watch.
Yeah. It's all an investment, though, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it is, yeah. That's it. That's what I say. Investment in your health. Investment in you. Yeah. No, it's... it does work out expensive. Fucking PayPal credit's going to be the death of me. Like, that's how I... someone messaged me the other day when I posted about my Nova Blasts. They were like, I'm sure you have a new pair of shoes every week. And I'm like, I don't. Just have recently, but... Yeah, I haven't paid for it, but it's all PayPal free and free or PayPal credit. Actually, the last pair, not these Asics, but the ones I had before, the Gel Nimbus, the ones I got the other week, they were on 50% because we got that Vitality thing at work.
Oh, nice.
So,
I still want to get a pair of Nova Blasts.
Yeah, definitely.
They seem to keep coming back in stock now. So.
Yeah.
In all the colours.
Yeah, I got those Gel Nimbuses, and I had that injury I told you about, didn't I? The one on the tendon, and I had 3 people message me saying they've got the same injury and the same shoes.
Oh, really?
So I might fuck them off. I don't know if I can sell them because if people keep getting injured, my mom's gonna buy them. Yeah. Well, yeah. No. So yeah, I don't know what I might just leave them for like slow 5K runs or something. But that's like, what shoes are you gonna race in? Have you decided?
I think I'm gonna go in these. Yeah.
What are those? The Alpha Flies.
The Vapor Flies.
Vapor Flies.
Yeah. They do feel quick. It's quite hard to run slow in them.
Yeah.
I've only had them about a month. I've done about 3 runs in them just to get a little bit used to them.
Yeah. How are you feeling in them?
Yeah, all right, to be fair. They don't give me any discomfort. They don't look like they should be comfy, but they are actually really comfortable.
Yeah.
They are quite padded. But my favourites are the New Balance Fuel Cell Rebel, I think.
Oh, yeah.
They're really nice.
They're banned from triathlons. I saw a thing the other day. Yeah, them and the Nova Blasts are both banned from... I think there's another shoe as well, but yeah, you can't do a triathlon in them. Not that I'm planning to do a triathlon any time, but... but yeah,
I'd be terrible at that.
I'd done a swim run. Was it last? No, a couple of years ago now, and I was doing a swim bit, and Nell was stood at the side, and then someone goes, "Can he swim?"
Lifeguard comes in.
Just because I was just struggling that much, and then
I'd be so bad at the swimming.
I mean. Is this Ronnie getting the chippy afterwards? She's just eyeing up the chippy.
Waiting for the chippy to open. She keeps running past it.
But, I've done all right at the run part. I think I came...
Is there any other thing you would do, like high rocks or...?
I probably wouldn't do high rocks. I'd probably smash it at the rowing part, because I do rowing. It's just part of my
strength training
anyway. But,
It's like 8K, but like in between each... interval, isn't it, or something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. But, the rest of it I'd be shit at. Like, I do strength training and everything, but I'm just not strong.
To maintain your body, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I think it's just genetics. Like, I've got my dad's genetics. He works in the horse racing, used to work in the horse racing industry, so he's, like, tiny. And my mum's quite tiny as well. But my brother, he's very much like my granddad. And like he only has to lift up a dumbbell, and he's like just ripped. Like he's just
one
straight
of lucky
like,
ones.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's like my granddad was like that. He was a power lifter and shit. But yeah, no, I'm just not. I just think I'm genetically not.
You're made to run.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not meant to be strong.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I was trying to get Gary Phoenix out for a run.
Because
he's strong, isn't he? And he was like, "Mate, I can run about 100 meters, and then that's it." And I was telling him, I was like, "Oh, okay, so what do you do 100 meters in?" And he was like, "Some silly time." I was like, "Yeah, you're sprinting. That's why." He was like, "Yeah, but I only like sprinting." I'm like, "All right, that's fine. But if you want to run, like, slow it down." He was 3 minutes something pace at 100 meters. I'm like, yeah, well, that's why. He was like, "Oh yeah, my knees are fucked." I'm like, yeah, probably because you're fucking sprinting.
Stop sprinting everywhere.
Because originally I was like, "Oh yeah, well, I'll take you out for a run, and then you can just wreck my arms in the gym, like, and then, you know, we'll make a day of it, and then But he's gone on holiday today, so that's why him and Kitty Pruitt aren't coming today.
Nice.
But I didn't realise it's school holidays until you texted me the other day, actually.
Yeah. He's going to get stuck in the traffic.
I didn't fucking realise.
I think she's got the gel nimbus on.
Has she got gel nimbus, has she?
Yeah. Oh. Wherever, man. She's going to get injured now.
Is that Sophie?
Yeah.
With the dog.
Yeah, a little pen.
Yeah, we can. There they are, yeah. We can end it there then. That's what we're on. Coming up to 40 minutes.
Yeah, mate, and then go
get ready for our little reunion. And
lovely stuff.
Yeah, it'd be good. Cool, so we'll end it on that. And thanks for coming on, Kieran. And
my
thanks
pleasure,
for ruining my heart rate today.
Yeah, no worries.
And,
my legs are done. I'll be limping about.
Nice one. And I'll put a link to your charity and Katie's charity in the description as well. Yeah,
appreciate that.
So if anyone can drop any pennies in, that would be very, very much appreciated.
All going to a good cause.
Yeah, very, very good cause. Both causes, mental health and blood cancer. But yeah, cool. We'll call it a day. Bye.
Cheers.